Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand, you can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
With real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed the Strictly Anonymous Podcast yet on Instagram or Twitter, follow me at Strict Anonymous. If you want to be on the show, I'm always looking for people to call in. If you have an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous, or if you're out and proud, you don't have to be anonymous, email me at strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or just go to my website at strictlyanonymouspodcast.com and click on Be on the Show. If you have a naughty confession that you want to leave on my hotline, it could make it into a Naughty Confessions episode. You call my Naughty Confessions number. Is that repetitive? 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. I change all the voices on the confession, so you remain anonymous. You could call that number 24/7. Just make sure you're in a quiet place and hold the phone up to your ear and don't mumble. It's 347-420-3579. Now, if you're confession doesn't make it on the episode, it does make it over on my Patreon. My Patreon is a great place to join. It's still only $5, but it's going to be $7 soon. What you get if when you sign up is all of the anonymous confessions that have come onto my hotline, as well as all the anonymous pics of all of my hot guests. Okay, you want to put a body to an episode, you're going to see them all there, and they're all grouped together so you could just go in one place and see it all. You also get all of my episodes early and ad-free. You also get some Q&As where I answer very personal questions. I have a good one coming out this month, as well as you get access to my private Discord. Now, my Discord is a fun place. I have over 2,300 people now on my Patreon, and those people are all over on my Discord. Now, my Discord is a place where you get to upload your own stuff and talk to other people directly. That's where you see all the X-rated stuff. All of my list callers that want to call in want to send me X-rated stuff. Like, where am I going to put this stuff? I don't deal with the X-rated stuff myself. So that is all now on Discord. And there's a bunch of different channels in my Discord server. There's the channel with the guest pictures, and there's like naughty listeners pictures. And that's where you, if you join up, could go in there and post your own stuff or look at other people's stuff. And then there's more specific ones like fetishy channels, crossdressers, hosers, BDSM, bi guys, all that kind of good stuff. It's all part of my Discord. You get access to all of that for only $5. That's why I'm raising it to $7. But if you go sign up and you get for $5, now you get locked in at the price. So it doesn't change for you. If you want to join my Patreon, go to patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link to Patreon, my email to be on the show, the confessions, phone number, all of that will be in the description. So today is a confessions episode, and it does not disappoint. If you heard the last confessions episode where we heard from the woman that called her guy daddy, I got a lot of comments from that episode about that girl. She is back on this confessions episode, as well as daddy. Daddy makes an appearance, okay? And you're going to be surprised by their confessions, but let me start at the beginning. First, you're going to hear from a wannabe cuck. He sounds like a young guy. He's totally into his wife banging other guys, and it sounds like he's into guys too. And then we hear from a guy who's been with his girl since the dawn of time, and they recently had a foursome and a threesome with all girls, and they're looking to hook up with a guy, and He talks all about that. And then we hear from a girl named Sarah, who's super young and literally got involved in the lifestyle solo. This girl's got balls. She went to swingers events and parties and shit. And she talks all about that in her confession, what she did, and she did a lot, and what she did and all the people she hooked up with. That's super interesting. Then we hear from a guy that hooked up with his aunt by marriage, as well as his second cousin. Sounds like a theme in his life, right? Taboo relationships, taboo hookups. And then comes Daddy. First, we hear Daddy's confession. I'm not going to tell you what he says. You're going to have to listen. But it's super interesting because last time we heard from his girl that calls him Daddy, we just heard from her. And this time you hear from him. He explains their relationship in his confession. And then we end with more from his girl, the girl that loves to call her guy Daddy. We hear from her and she leaves some more confessions. And I was very surprised with both of their confessions. And you're going to have to listen to hear why, but trust me, the ending does not disappoint. So I'm going to get right to it and be right back on with the first confession.
This is the Strictly Anonymous podcast.
Hey, Kathy. Big fan. I wanted to confess that I want to be a big-time cuck. I've been with my wife for about 18 years, and I wanted to live out the fantasy of watching her fuck big cocks. Turns me on. I really like to imagine her taking a big cock. I told her I wanted her to fuck other people. So I'm working on that right now. We have some kids in our life, young kids. She's not there yet, but it's a huge fantasy. She knows it. And I also have a lot of other fantasies going on, too. I'm all over the place. But the top fantasy I have is watching her fuck other people and or fuck her with somebody else with a bigger cock. I'm also curious to suck a cock. I want to experience that. She does peg me, which I absolutely love. I brought her to, I talked about that with her about a year ago and slowly got into it. So now she does fuck my ass, which is phenomenal. But deep down, I am curious to suck a real cock. I want to experience that. She doesn't know it, but I really would like to fuck her with somebody else and suck their cock. Maybe even have them fuck me too. I'd totally be a bottom for somebody. But I am curious. I want to see what it's like. And hopefully it happens one day. I'd love to get into the swinger lifestyle with her. I just really enjoy the fact of fantasizing about her with other people. She doesn't understand it completely right now. But hopefully in the future that changes. And but I just wanted to call in. I love your show, and hopefully this makes it on one of your podcasts, but I'm sure I'll be calling back again. Thanks.
Listen, dude, the fact that she knows that you want to see her with another guy, I know she's not totally on board with it, but it sounds like she hasn't completely shut you down. She just doesn't understand it, and that's typical. Most girls would not understand it. I would never understand it. And only understand it because I do my show. So you, that's going to take time to get her to understand first and foremost that you wanting her to be with another guy doesn't mean anything other than, you know, you're going to get off on that. And it doesn't mean you love her any less or anything like that. That's what you got to make her understand. But I think you might want to go a step further and eventually cop to the fact that you do have this fantasy about maybe doing something with the guy. And you should probably put that out there as well and see how she feels. Now, you don't have to come straight out and say it. I say work up to it. She's already banging you in the ass and fucking you in the ass. Like maybe if you said, I wonder what the real thing would feel like, it wouldn't come out of nowhere, right? And she totally shuts you down. then you know what her deal is, but she might not. One thing that has surprised me on my show is how many women are into guy-on-guy action. I think people said that a lot of women actually download guy-on-guy porn, and that's what they like to watch. It's not like something, it's something that is actually very common. A lot of girls like that kind of porn. So you might put it out there, and she'll be totally into it, and then you could start fantasizing on that. And I feel like if she's totally into that, and she's on board, then maybe, you know, these fantasies of actually having her hook up with a guy and you actually being able to hook up with a guy will turn into a reality faster. You never know. And like I said, I wouldn't put it out there just like straight up. I would feel her out and see how she feels about it. But I feel like if you've already told her you're into the hot wifing thing and you have this deep desire to see what it's like with another guy, you should try to put that on the table too, as opposed to going and leading a double life. I have so many guys on my show. You sound young, but I have so many guys on my show that have been like sucking dick on the side behind their wife's back, like for like their whole marriage. And that's just like a messed up thing to do. And it's so, and leading a double life takes so much energy out of you, and it's hard, and it's always something that's, I don't know, following you around, like you have to worry about getting caught and stuff. That I would try to be honest about that with yourself before, because eventually I feel like, you know, you're getting fucked in the ass, you're fantasizing about all this stuff, you're totally a cuck, you want all these things, like, eventually you might want, if you don't cop to it with her and you keep fantasizing about being with a guy, you might wind up doing it behind her back. And I think before you do that, you might want to put it on the table with her. And like I said, if she shoots you down, that's fine. It sounds like you've never been with a guy anyway. So it's not like you'd have to say, well, it's, this is what I'm into and this is what I've done. It's just like you could say this was a fantasy. But if you're not down for it, that's totally cool. Because like I said, you haven't done anything yet. But I would try with her, because she has been open to the hot wifing cuck scenario that you've proposed to her. I know she's not down to do it yet, but that could take a little while. There's an episode that either has come out already or is going to come out with a guy named Mateo. He had a girl. She was very religious, very conservative. And it took him years to work on her and get her into becoming a hot wife. And now she is. Okay. And she's into it. And he's living the life that you want, because he's very much a little cuck like you. He's got some cuck tendencies. Okay. So make sure you listen to Mateo's episode. If hasn't aired yet, wait for it. If it has aired yet, run and go listen to it, because I think you'll find yourself very similar and you'll learn from his story, because how he got his wife into hot wifing and everything was a process. And he kept prodding her to tell him her sexual fantasies. That's fantasies. Spring has sprung and the summer's just around the corner. Now, I don't know if you're like me and you're totally hornier in the warmer weather. Well, if you are, then you need to download the Dipsy app. Dipsy is an app full of short, sexy audio stories. No matter what you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy has something for you. They bring hot scenarios to life with killer soundscapes and realistic characters. Discover stories about all kinds of super hot and super heavy hookups. They literally have hundreds of stories to choose from, and they release content every week. So in between listening to your fave stories again and again, you could always find something new to explore. They also have sleep stories and wellness sessions and sexy written stories as well. And they also have what I love most about Dipsy, their jump to the action button. So if you're super horny and you want to get right to it, you just press a button and it takes you right to where the action starts. So what are you waiting for? Go get Dipsy now. And for listeners of this show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. Or just go to the description, click on the link, and get 30 days of free access. Good news. Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description. That's another thing you should do with your girl besides talking about your cuck fantasy, and maybe you're going to bring up your guy and guy action fantasy or your curiosity of what it would be like to be with a guy. You could continue to ask her what her sexual fantasies are. Maybe she'll wind up telling you that she likes guy and guy action. Maybe she'll wind up telling you that she's always fantasized about being with a woman, and that could be something new that you guys can do together too. But make sure you talk to her about her sexual fantasies, because pushing her to think about sex more will help her get more in the mood. I think a lot of talk about sex and thinking about your sexual fantasies and putting that stuff out on the table and role playing at home goes a long way. So go do that with your girl before you wind up cheating on her, and see if she either brings up the guy situation to you as one of her fantasies, or maybe you're gonna have to bring it up to her. And if you just say it's a fantasy because it's not a reality yet, there's no harm there. And if she shoots it down, that's fine. But I think you should try to go that route. So good luck to you, little cock. And when you have your first experience, let me know. But make sure to listen to Mateo's episode. Anyway, on to the next confession.
Hey, how are you? I just wanted to talk a little bit about what your show has made for us. Well, especially right now for me. I've been listening to maybe 6 months. I just heard the 801 podcast that you just released. It was super interesting, but what was more interesting, it was that it was a couple that were together since they were 15. Same thing with my wife and I. We actually started being best friends at 15. Then we started dating and actually having sex when we were early 16. We actually popped our cherry mutually and we stayed monogamous. Then we dated for 10 years. We actually got married at 26. Then we have three amazing kids, and we've been married for 22 years. We started actually playing with other people about 3.5 years ago. And what has made us completely invincible has been the openness, the trust. Obviously, this is not something new for you, and it's just the completely different level of trust. I was never jealous, but she was. She was definitely very jealous. I was always the flirty guy. And we see people looking at us as like, how come after so many years together, you're still always holding hands, you're still always hugging each other. And we just have the best communication. And what I was calling is that recently we had a foursome, but which it makes this very interesting is that it was with three girls and me. And then this was like 4 months ago. And then it happened again. One girl was kind of a unicorn that we have, but then it was with two different girls as well. So it's been very, very interesting. I kind of, obviously everybody would say, all the guys would say, hey, don't complain. How come you were by yourself with other three naked girls making super fun stuff? But now I'm kind of looking for that couple, or kind of looking for that single guy that would join us, because I just want to spice things up. Tomorrow, it's my first date by myself. I'm extremely excited. My wife is excited as well.
Okay, who are you going on a date with by yourself? I'm confused. Is it a woman? I'm nervous for you. But you really are like episode 801 couple, Trey and Lucy. They're so open and close with each other that they're totally down for each other to go on dates with other people. I guess that's what it's like when you've been with each other for a really long time and you have a really solid foundation. That's what it sounds like these guys have. I think that's why he connected to the guy I had on episode 801. That was an episode about a guy who has been with his girl since high school. And so many years later, lots of years later, like not 2 years later, they opened up their relationship and they are with other people and very open and free about it. And there is no issues, really. There's been bumps in the road, and there always is in most stories. That's real life. But they're closer than ever, just like this guy. Like he says, when he says it's a level of trust that they never knew they'd have, I hear that all the time. And that's why it always blows my mind when so many people make blanket statements. If you open up your relationship, it could never last. If you allow your partner to be with somebody else, it means you don't fucking love them. It's the beginning of the end. I get those comments all the time, no matter how many episodes I air with couples that have been doing this since the dawn of times. People will just be like, they're doomed for failure. Well, you want me to tell you something? You want to know something? Most relationships are doomed for failure. What's the fucking rate of divorce for vanilla people? Okay. Most relationships eventually end. Okay. And what, look at your vanilla couple relationships. Are those so great either? I don't know why those people are always like, oh my God, they can't love each other. They can't. Most vanilla couples I know have the most toxic relationships on the planet. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, how many great relationships where people really fucking dig each other do you know of? I would say I could count on my one hand out of all the couples I know. There are some people that are just like still fucking solid. But the majority of people are like trying to fit a round hole in a square peg. And that's just the way it goes. So don't trash my open-minded, open couples. Because to me, talking to all the people for the past 10, 12 years, I look at all kinds of relationships. The best relationships I have seen a lot of the times are these open ones. But like I said, they do have history there. It's not like, oh, they just were open from the beginning. Though I have heard those stories, okay? I really have. There have been a lot of couples on here, and it's typically not the first relationship they have. Second marriage, third marriage, they met somebody open from the get-go, and they're living their best life 10, 20 years later because they learned from their past. But I do feel like, especially with couples like this that have been together since high school and have a really solid foundation, when they decide to open things up, they are successful. A, because they do have that foundation and they could weather through any kind of bumps in the road, because they will be. Even with episode 801 with Lucy and Trey, they had some solo dates and there were some butt hurt feelings. But because they're so close and they're so cool with each other, they're able to work through it. And that's what you got to have with your person. You got to be like on such solid ground, and that no matter what, you'll make it through because you'll just talk it out. Okay. Real life is full of fucking problems. But if you could talk it out and work it through, they're not going to ruin your relationship, you know? So when I say I worry about this guy going on a solo date, I worry because I think I'm just projecting onto myself, you know, like, because I have heard those stories, though, on my show where that kind of solo dating does go wrong. But I think what this guy has going for him that makes the solo dating less scary is the fact that him and his girl that have been together since the dawn of time, most likely they're going to go the distance. It's just that's the kind of couple they are. So maybe they could roll fine doing solo. But I wonder, who is he going on a solo date with? And I was wondering if you guys, I know you're looking for a guy to come in. Does she also have a free pass to go and play with someone else? Is that what you would dig to? It kind of sounds like you guys are really open to all kinds of things. So I'm wondering that. I always have a million questions for these confession people. It does sound like maybe in the past, you guys hooking up with other people have always been with women, like you've had unicorns and then you had that foursome. So I'm assuming you've never done the solo guy thing or a male, female, male hookup. And I'm just wondering if your girl has a free pass to go out as well. Like I said, I always have a lot of questions for this confession. These confessions that people leave. So if you're listening to this, if I didn't send you a link to book the whole fucking story on my show, email me. Okay, anyway, on to the next confession.
Oh my gosh. this is so cool. Kathy Kay, I can't believe I'm here today calling in. I am doing this off the rip. I have been wanting to take notes so that I can kind of give cliff notes and give you all of the details that way, but I just have to speak from the heart and let you know that I love the way that you interview. I think everything about your show is very informative, and sometimes you mention how you feel like you're kind of rude or whatever when you cut people off, but I think it's the best way to get the story out and to learn about what people have been through in their experiences. I'm so happy and so proud of you. But I am here to also get to the point of all the experiences I've had up until this day. I would love to be able to be on to share my experience so that other people in my age group even can feel open to do the same thing. So, yeah, my very first experience I had was a threesome with another couple, and at the end of it, the very next day, they ended up blocking me, which I think you would find pretty hilarious, and I can't wait to get to the details about that. My second experience I had was a Fet Life group event, and I met another couple there. We ended up kind of having sex. I didn't allow any penetration that day, but I was there for their pleasure and people were watching. I also allowed a couple of men to like jack off on me, and it was just a really cool experience. I can't wait to tell you more details about that if you are open to it. And I thought this would be really fun to share with you. I went out with my friends and we're all chilling, all of us, pretty much single, and I saw another group of my friends there, and my first time ever in the club, I was making out with one of my friends. It was pretty cool, and after then, maybe people saw, probably, I was very drunk. After the club, I am literally rambling. I should have wrote notes. I'm so sorry. And I'm so excited that I'm even doing this. I hope that you get to this message. But there's this group of guys that followed us out, and they're talking to me. And I'm just not interested in one guy. I'm just like, all right, let's go get some food. So we move on to Denny's or whatever and come back. And we have to wait in the parking lot. We try to wait all this time because my friend who drove has a breathalyzer in his car. So we have to wait, and this guy who's trying to get some type of pussy is waiting. And then he is driving a motorcycle, and I was like, oh, that's pretty hot. Should we call him over? And they were all like, yeah, do your thing. So I call him over, and we are all still sitting in the car, me and all my girls and one of my male friends. And we basically get him to show a cock, and he then puts his hand in the window and pulls down my dress and pulls my titty out, and I've got a pasty on there, and he just rips it off, and everybody's freaking out. And I was just like, okay, one second. So I roll up the window, and we come to the conclusion that we're trying to have my friend, who's a male, suck his cock. And so I tell him, hey, I roll down the window, and I was like, can we put a blindfold on you and have some fun? And he's like, oh, so I can guess who's sucking my cock? And I was like, exactly, let's do that. So we all get out, we blindfold him with clothing from his trunk, and I'll go to the back of this facility. My friends are literally recording the entire thing, and it's just me and these two guys, and he starts sucking his cock, and it's hard, and he's really doing a good job, and I'm just there being like, yeah. But I hope that we get the chance to talk. If not, I truly, thoroughly enjoy listening to your podcast, and I'm grateful that I came across you, and I hope that you're having a great day, and be good. All right, Kathy K, I'm out of here.
Oh, and I'm sorry, I had to leave in the beginning where she compliments my interviewing style and talks about how sometimes I make comments about that I interrupt and it's rude and blah, blah, blah. And typically what I'm saying is that people say that I interrupt and it's rude. That's what people do say a lot. So I love that she mentioned that she digs the way I do it and she understands why I do it and she appreciates that I do it. So thank you, fucking Sarah. I love you. But anyway, it's so interesting, all the stuff that she did. Sarah called in after this confession a long time ago, and I got a full episode out of her, and I have lots of details on it. But this girl's got some balls, right? She was super young and walked into the lifestyle solo. She had all these kinds of experiences on her own. And I really personally think that that takes total balls. I wouldn't even do that now, I feel like, at my age, let alone in my 20s. I think she sounds like she's in her 20s, right? Would I have ever gone to lifestyle events or met up with a couple that I never knew and had a hookup and did something like sexually that I never did before by myself? No way. So I give Sarah credit. I think she's obviously a super curious person who went after what she wanted solo, like I said, which is pretty cool. You could hear way more details of this threesome and the couple at the lifestyle party and then all the guys that gave her a bukkake and came all over her. I got all the juicy details. But I got to give Sarah credit for doing all that stuff on her own. I think that that takes balls. I don't know that I would ever go to a lifestyle party or even a swingers club by myself. But I have talked to people who have, and I think that that's, like I said, ballsy and pretty brave in it, but it's also probably very freeing. And maybe some people, I think everyone's different. Like some people roll, like maybe they'd be more comfortable doing it solo as opposed to doing it with somebody else because they could really be themselves and maybe they're more self-conscious if someone is there that they know. I roll the opposite. I think I would need a partner with me to go with me because I just wouldn't know what to do alone. But Sarah knew what to do alone. She hooked up with a couple at that lifestyle party. She walked into party with a whole bunch of people there. She was a single girl. She hooked up with a couple. She didn't fuck them, but she did a lot with them. Okay, let me just tell you, they went to town on her and everybody watched. So she's fulfilling all these fantasies of being watched, hooking up with couples, getting it on. And then she had a whole bunch of guys jerk off on her. I mean, how many boxes on her bucket list did she check off that day, right? Sarah, oh my God, what is she going to do 10 years from now? What's going to be on her list? She's going to have checked it all off. I don't remember why the couple that she hooked up with ghosted her, but I think a lot of times things like that are one and done, and a lot of times it has nothing to do with the person and everything to do maybe with the couple or that the other person, and it's their own thing that they have. Like that couple, maybe after she left, might have gotten a fight. Maybe the wife was like, what the fuck, you're paying too much attention to her. Maybe the guy was like, I was jealous seeing you with another girl. There are guys that can't handle seeing their girl even with a girl. That's just the way they roll. So maybe they had some sort of weird feeling about it afterwards. That has nothing to do with Sarah, but that would be a reason why they would ghost her. And I've heard stories like that. A lot of times people just like fucking disappear. One and done. But, you know, it was an experience for her. I don't know that she was really looking to settle down with them. So who cares? I was thinking that last story of her with the guy. She's with all these guys and they're at the club and they're all hooking up and then they're all blowing that guy while he has a blindfold on. I thought that they were like, she was pretending she was going to suck the guy's dick, but then she was having guys suck his dick instead. And I was going to be like, that's like totally fucked up, Sarah. But I had to replay it back and I'm like, oh no, this was all set up. Like the guy was into it. He knew there was one girl and two other guys, right? Two other guys there, and they were going to blindfold him and he was going to get his dick sucked and he was able to sit there and fantasize about who was doing it. Obviously, he was both into men and women. And I think if you're into men and women, what a hot scenario that was for that guy, right? To be blindfolded. Because I've had a lot of guests on, whether they're women or men, who have talked about being blindfolded or also not being able to hear, or and the fact that doing that and taking away those senses seems to heighten other senses and intensify the experience. Like I said, blindfolding is definitely one of them, but I had a couple who the wife went so far as to blindfold and not even be able to hear anything either. So she was just like totally not able to hear or see anything. And it just heightened that experience and made it that much more intense. And it makes sense, right? If you take away one sense, all the other ones become stronger because you lost that one. I think that that's animal instinct behavior. So I think that guy got some really good head that night. All these stories were hot. Sarah told them all in major detail. Her episode is 668. And I do have pics of Sarah on my Patreon. So if you want to see pics of Sarah and everybody else, all the other girls on my podcast, go to my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. But anyway, on to the next confession.
Hello, Kathy. I'm from Sanford, Alabama. I'd like to first start out by saying I listened to your number 500 podcast, and I loved it. I think that is the best that I've listened to because it kind of puts a name with a face and whatever, but I loved it. I've listened to it like four times already, but I've listened to a lot of podcasts and stuff, and it just really kind of puts a name with a face, so to speak. But anyway, I've got a couple of stories that you may be interested in, maybe not. But one is I have slept with my second cousin and have for years and years. And then that's a whole backstory to that. But and then I've got a aunt by marriage that I've been seeing for about 6 years. She's a little bit older than me, but she is the younger brother to, or she's the younger sister to my uncle that was married to my mama's sister. She used to babysit me and my sister and my cousins and stuff like that. Anyway, if any of that may be interesting to you, I would like to talk to you first before, if you want to put on a podcast or something like that, but that way you can get, kind of get the backstory and see if that would be something you'd be interested in. But it's two totally different stories. And I've also got another story with a teacher when I was in eighth grade. It's kind of an interesting story, too. Anyway, between the thing with my cousin, my second cousin, and then my aunt, I guess if you would say she was my aunt, I mean, she kind of is, but, and then I had a thing with a teacher when I was in the seventh or eighth grade. I think it might have been eighth grade. But if any of that interests you, I would like to talk to you about it more. Good week, and talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, I see a little pattern here. You know, I don't know. These are all very taboo things. Now, I'm glad you didn't bring up the details of the teacher thing, because I think seventh and eighth grade, you're hooking up with a teacher. There's like, that's not consensual. Sorry. I don't think so. I think that's really young. And I think sometimes when you are that age, you don't feel really young. But do yourself a favor. Go to Google Images and put in picture of seventh grader. And then look at the little boy you see in front of your face. And you just tell me if that guy should be hooking up with anybody that's an adult, okay? That's what I always do. Because sometimes, you know, guys make jokes about the whole teacher hooking up with student thing. And they're like, oh, I totally would. I think it's a different story when the kid is like 18 and the teacher's 23, that's really difficult because that's a really close age. The guy is already super mature. But like I said, when you do a Google image search, if you actually think that an eighth grader is like an adult and could be banging an adult, like I said, do an image search. It's a child. And so there's something going on there wrong. Okay. But listen, I have so many questions about your other taboo hookups. One is your second cousin. I have a lot of cousin hookups. Listen, in some countries, you can marry your cousin. In my father's nationality, I have cousins that are married to cousins. It's a totally okay thing to do. It's not, and this is his second cousin. So it's very far removed. And I just wonder how that happened. And you said that you've been doing it for a long time. Like, when did that start? I hope not when you were like underage. I don't know. Like, how did it start out that you wind up with your second cousin? And did you grow up together knowing each other super close, or did you meet way later on and just found out she's like your second cousin and you're not really that familiar with her? I don't know, but that is a very taboo hookup, which I'd like to hear more about, which I'm sure other people would. And then with your aunt by marriage, it's another one. Like, it's not incest, right? It's not your real aunt. She's not related to you blood level, through blood or anything like that. She's married into the family, but that's kind of fucked up because that uncle you are related to and you're banging his wife. Oh my God. And how old were you when you started? I hope you were of age. I'm assuming you were. You don't sound that young now. And I feel like the teacher thing, you didn't get into that many details because it was so long ago. And I have to assume that these two new hookups that you're talking about are more recent and current. It sounds like you're still sleeping with the cousin and maybe the aunt. I don't know. This is why I have so many questions. But like I said, do you ever think about the fact that you're screwing over your uncle? Are you close with him? Is there a big age gap? Because listen, in some families, someone could be your aunt or your uncle and they could be around the same age, depending if that person had a lot of people in their family growing up, but there are a lot of brothers and sisters in one family, right? You could have an aunt that's very close in age. Or is this aunt woman that you're banging like super old? And is your cousin around the same age? Like I said, you have a lot of taboo hookups going on here. And I need more information. So if you're listening to this, definitely write in and I'll have you on the show to explain more details. But like I said, I've heard the cousin thing before. Not even second cousin. I've heard people hooking up with it. I've heard the cousin thing before. One time it was a girl that like hooked up with her cousin by accident. They didn't even know. She was like banging this guy and it turned out it was her cousin. It wasn't like they grew up together. That's what I like. Did you grow up with your cousin? I don't know. I don't know that I've heard the aunt thing before where they're really banging their aunt. But, you know, the fact that it's not through marriage, I think is a good thing. Through blood is a good thing. But it's not a good thing because you are screwing somebody's wife and that person happens to be your fucking uncle. So don't get caught. That's all I got to say. Oh my God. It would cause a big family separation, right? So anyway, listen, if you're listening to this, please email me so I can get the long story. Anyway, on to the next confession.
Hello, Kathy. My name is Dave, AKA Daddy. And I just wanted to call in to explain a few things. First off, she is the hired help. I met her in South America. We met at a bar, and then she came back to the hotel together. And, of course, we had sex. And as we were having sex, she looked at me in the eyes and started calling me Daddy. So that's where that come from. I never asked her to call me Daddy, but she does it all the time, all day long. Anyhow, I gave her my number. I said, if you are in the area, if you ever make it up this way, because I knew she had family where I lived, give me a holler. 6 months later, she moved up to where I live and was knocking at my door. And so I hired her to watch my dog, clean the house, etc. She thinks we're having a relationship, but we're really not. So I pay her to clean the house and do other things. She does go out to the bar, and I encourage that. I says, you know, I don't ask her to take pictures and stuff, but she does that anyhow. That she does this all on her own. So let's see what else. If I can think about anything else, I'll let you know. Oh, yes, and I was in the background trying to tell her about, I asked her to call you to tell you about the three-way she had with her ex-husband. That's what I was trying to tell her. But anyhow, have a great day, and I love listening to your show. Bye.
Okay, so I am so glad Daddy, the real Daddy, called in. Not only did Daddy call in, next you're going to hear from Daddy's little girl. Okay. Oh my God. Did I get these two wrong? Okay. This Daddy, I'm glad he called in and explained things, because to me at this point now, but more might reveal itself, he does not seem like the type that would chop somebody up and put them in a garbage can. His girl might be the one to do that. Wait until you hear her confession next. But, you know, listen, the fact that he says she really is the hired help, I think is interesting, because when he initially said it, it sounded like it was like a master-slave relationship. But when he says, like, I met her in South America, she does not sound like she's from South America. Did you bring her to the country and say, hey, you could come here and you could be the hired help, but you guys have been having sex all this time? I know that you say there's no quote unquote relationship going on, but you guys seem to be in the same room a lot. Because in her confession that's coming up next, you're in the background again. So you guys have some sort of relationship, some sort of daddy-dom relationship. But like I said, in this call and in this confession, what I got out of your girl is a lot more. And now I realize that daddy isn't really the bossy dude that I thought he was. I did get it all wrong. I think he's the bitch in the relationship. I think you might think she's the hired help. But I think she's got you wrapped around her finger in a really weird way. I need you both on the phone because I still have a little bit of doubt in my mind. Are you really as innocent as you sound on this confession? Because you do. But most of the times, things aren't so black and white. We would all hope that they would. It's easier to think like one person's the wrong one person's the good one person's the victim, one person's the perpetrator, right? Like we always like to put things in black or white categories. It's much easier for our brains to separate things like that. But most of the time, it's a lot more gray. And I wonder, in this situation, it does take two to tango. As crazy as his bitch sounds, because wait until you hear her message. He's not some innocent, normal person sitting there. I'm sorry. If you are in a relationship with a fucking batshit crazy person, you are fucking crazy too on some level. Maybe not crazy in their way, but crazy, okay? Because you're crazy enough to be doing business with that person. Like attracts like. Whatever's sitting across from you, whatever you're dating, whatever you're doing business with, whatever you're hardcore involved with right now, whatever that is, that's equivalent to you for better or for worse, okay? So I don't know what's going on with this daddy guy, but the fact that he's doing business with this woman who sounds fucking nutty, okay, makes him kind of nutty too. I need you both on the call. I need you both on my show so I can interview you first. But until that happens, everybody, okay, you just wait 1 second and hold on because right now you're going to hear another confession from his girl.
Hey, Miss Kathy, this is Loetta. Daddy's pretty pissed off right now. Because I have a little redhead at work and he can't touch her. She's off limits. And today he's very upset, practically in tears, little bastard, because she tried to cock block when I was talking, but she paid him no attention. My bitch. That's why I fucks with her. And he's sitting here boohooing. And like I told him, doesn't he have other bitches and whores to fuck with? No, he's steadily fucking with. And yet you're still fucking with me.
You just don't like yourself.
I can't tell, bitch. But anyways, Miss Kathy, I thought I'd just call you and tell you. He thought like he said, I'm the hired help. He thought this bitch was tamed. He created a monster. Daddy is pretty pissed off right now. Because then he has no longer no access. He's created a monster. And yeah. Daddy's not been nice, and he's not been good, so Daddy gets no goodies, and he doesn't know how to accept it.
But you still have to pay rent.
You go ahead and charge me, baby. Go ahead and charge. You charge whatever the fuck you want to see if I pay. But anyway, Miss Kathy, I thought I'd give you an update, and tomorrow I will be going to the Tigers game with his fucking best friend and his wife, and they are swingers, and guess who's not going? Oh, him. And guess who's going? Oh, me. And I will have stories. And guess who's not going to hear them? Daddy. Keep acting bad. Keep being bad. And this is what Daddy gets. I'll keep you updated, Miss Kathy.
Oh, my God. I am scared of this bitch. If you are ever down an alleyway and you hear that voice somewhere close by and it's dark out, fucking run, okay? This bitch will cut a bitch, okay? She is scary. She is manipulative. She knows exactly what she's doing, and she must really fucking hate her father because the fact that she's like doing this whole daddy thing, daddy, and she's like abusing this guy. Oh my God. What a fucking sick, twisted relationship they have, right? I don't know. I wish I would say maybe they're just like making this all up for my call, but it's so obvious they're not. Nobody's this good of an actor. I just wish it was clearer and I could hear what he was saying in the background when he was trying to interject. It is so obvious I had the whole thing wrong, right? Like in the first episode, I thought for sure Daddy is like this really aggressive alpha male narcissist that tells her what the fuck to do and she's got to obey him and she's into it. And I was like, oh, if I ever dated that guy, I'd wind up chopped in a garbage bag. It's like, no, you know who's going to be chopped up in a garbage bag? It's Daddy. I'm going to go back to Dateline. On Dateline, when you do see women killers, they're like her. She's the one that might chop somebody up one day. You need to call it. I need to pick your brain. Like, you can't be this mean and this manipulative. And I mean, listen, we all attract to us people who are operating on the same level. So you've been able to find a guy that's going to put up with you, because most guys wouldn't. Most guys that are listening to this right now are like, oh my God, I wouldn't stand 2 minutes in a relationship with a woman that talks to me like that and treats me like that. You're like, oh my God, I'm going and I'm going to do this and I'm not going to do that. And he's not going to get this and he's not going to get that. And you're like really sort of vindictive and you're definitely the dom in this situation. You get off on it. It's obvious that you get off on trying to make him miserable and have control over him. Like I said, I would say, because considering you call him daddy, I would say you had like probably the worst daddy growing up. And this is like your way of getting back at him. And listen, I hope you listen are listening to this, Willetta, because I didn't let your daddy off the hook. There's a reason why he's letting you abuse him, okay? And anyone listening right now, if you got a partner that talks to you like that, you have to take some accountability, right? Nobody's tied up. Some people are, okay? There's a couple of people that have been kidnapped and they're tied up. There's nothing they could do, but most people are not tied up in a relationship with a partner like this. You do have free will and you need to get the fuck out. Because these things don't end well. I don't know. Like, what is the sex life? I mean, they obviously do have sex, right? They're entangled in this relationship. I'm assuming sex is still a part of things. I wonder what that sex is like, right? Like, I wonder what goes down between them. I would sleep with one eye open, Daddy. And like I said, if people listen to the first Naughty Confessions episode where I had her first confession and I gave my 2 cents, I was like so wrong, which I love. I love being wrong because I always think I'm right and it always reminds me that I'm not and gets me back into reality. Nobody ever is always right, right? In this situation, I was more wrong, but I love being wrong anyway, because it makes it such a more interesting story, doesn't it? Like, for anyone that's listening that hasn't listened to the first episode where she first called in, it was 2 weeks ago I aired it, make sure to listen to that one, because this is like a roller coaster ride and I love it. It totally took a turn that I didn't see. I prefer shit like that. That's why I love gone wrong stories. I loved me being wrong too, because it's fucking funny. This shit, like, I was like, hey, call up and give me your whole story, but maybe it's just better just keep calling up and giving me confessions and little pieces here and there, because I feel like every time I'm going to get another piece of this story, I might hear something new. Do you know what I'm saying? I think there's more about Daddy than meets the eye. Like I said, I wonder if he's as innocent, because what is he doing in this kind of weird dynamics relationship, in this weird relationship with these weird dynamics to begin with, right? It's a game and they're both involved and they're both playing the game. Now, I love watching this game. I got my popcorn. It's still interesting. Either call in and tell me your whole story or call back and give me another confession. Like I said, Daddy, sleep with one eye open. And Willetta, you need to never leave Daddy, because most guys are not going to put up with you. You're not nice. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Hopefully I'll have more confessions or a full episode with Daddy and his girl. If you have a confession that you want to leave on my confessions hotline, make sure to call 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. I change all of the voices. Everybody remains anonymous. You have 4 minutes to leave a message. If you need longer, just call back. I will edit them together. You could call 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. 7. Make sure you're in a very quiet place. Hold the phone up to your ear when you're calling. If you need more time, just call back and leave another message and I'll edit them together. Anyway, thanks so much for tuning in. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to be on the Strictly Anonymous podcast because you have an interesting, naughty story to tell while remaining anonymous, you could be on the show. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a naughty confession, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on either Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. And if you want to sign up for my Patreon, you're not only supporting my show, but you're going to get all of these episodes early and ad-free. You're going to get anonymous pics of all of my guests. Most of the girls send me in anonymous hot pics of themselves, and some of the guys are sending me in anonymous pics as well. You also get access to my private Discord where people are getting super naughty. If you sign up for my Discord, you could post whatever you want and talk to my other listeners. To sign up for my Patreon, just go to patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The links and everything else I spoke about are all in the description. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous. Strictly.